So nurse family partnership, Shelley, you and Rebecca came into the Board of Commissioners meeting a couple weeks ago, yeah. I think. It was giving us an update on the program and everything that you've been doing. And so let's get into that. But has this always been something that you focused on in your career with Lincoln County, is moms and babies? Or tell us about what you do.
Well, I started in 1980, and so it seems like forever ago, but... And I was actually hired as a home visit nurse.
You
and
were.
So home visiting has been a part of Lincoln County for a long, long time. Before me was Paula Sampson, and I know there was at least another couple nurses before that. So home visiting for newborns has been going on here for...
So we were doing this in 1980 and maybe prior to this, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we've had great support from the county doing this, and that's what I began my career in here for, as well as other things. You know, you just don't do one thing in the county. So, yeah, I've been doing this since 1980, and it's just, you know, it's home visiting with nurses has just, they've just learned more and more about it, and the evidence is there that it's success. You know, so.
You know, talking to you this morning and watching you present at the commissioner's meeting and also having a wife that is a nurse, I just find it fascinating about the relationships you have and the skills it takes to really get on level with your patients. And maybe just kind of a general idea, how have things changed in your field since 80 to now with this, you know,
Well, you know, we talked a little bit before we went on the air about how kind of in earlier in my career, nurses were, we learned a lot and we shared information, and the expectation was that people would just take that, and then it was up to the patient to make a change in their life. And, you know, we just know that that doesn't work for everybody, for many people. Just if, like I said, if we just could get information, make change, we'd all be skinny, we wouldn't smoke, and we'd exercise.
Right.
And just look around, we don't do that. So we know that it takes more than that. And that's where I think nursing has changed a lot about what we call motivational interviewing, and moving people along, little baby steps, kind of checking in with families where what they want to do versus what we think is right in the medical world.
So if you've just joined us, you are hearing from Shelley Paith. She's a maternal child health nurse supervisor for Lincoln County. We're talking about the nurse family partnership and how first-time moms work with our incredible staff here at Lincoln County, and we'll talk more about the opportunities. If you are somebody who think those services are for you, or you have a family member or a friend who could benefit from those services, first-time moms, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. So glad you're back with Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Shelley Paith, she is a maternal child health nurse supervisor, health nurse, I'll get that correct. Shelley has been with Lincoln County since 1980, very familiar with doing home visits. And Shelley, as the nurse-family partnership is really, like you said, you've been doing home visits for so long. What makes this different? How is this sort of, you know, launched our services in a new way?
Well, Nurse Family Partnership has been, it started with Dr. David Olds. He's out of Colorado. And he actually, I was reading about him, he started in a daycare and working with like three-year-olds. And he realized that many of those children were already maybe damaged, or things had happened to them that weren't going to be able to be repaired. So he knew that things needed to happen before the age of three. So he started doing research, started working on home visiting and seeing the outcomes. And he's done, his first study was in 1970. Hmm. He's done three studies since, and it's all about home visiting. He's done them in different areas, New York. I think one was in Tennessee, and the one was in Colorado. And it all shows that the long-term effects of intensive home visiting with nurses, with first-time moms, we get our best bang for our buck with them.
Yeah, it really seems like it's an evidence-based type thing that over time we get smarter about, you know, really the kinds of behaviors. And so, you know, really this is critical. We're talking, you know, in the womb. Is that where you guys begin your focus here?
Our focus is where we try to meet these moms by their 28th week of pregnancy.
Okay.
And we see them weekly for about a month. And then about every 2 weeks after that, then they have their babies. And we have intensiveness right at the birth because there's so much going on. And then we see them every 2 weeks and up to when the child turns two. So we could be doing about 50 to 60 home visits with these women. We really get to know them, what their needs are, how to support them for making change.
So if we have family members or first-time moms listening right now, really, what's the process? Mm-hmm. How do you begin?
Well, we get referrals from through the WIC program. Mm-hmm. They're a great referral source for us. Our doctors are now sending us referrals. It's very exciting to be working more closely with our doctors. And we're just an extension of what they do in the office. And so it's nice to have that partnership with them. We've had women call us. They've mm-hmm. heard about us. They want to sign up. So it can self-referral. So it just kind of goes out from there.
Yeah. And it's really kind of neat to see what's kind of always been there. I know there's been this talk about, patient-centered health, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it seems to me like some of it is just sort of this, visualizing it. But you guys have always been sort of really doing this.
Oh, we're on cutting edge, always.
But it is neat. It's kind of a neat tie-in because if you want to talk to your, your primary care provider about it or just call you guys, mm-hmm. Is there a phone number,
yeah,
Shelley?
Yeah, you can give me a ring, 541-265-0412, and we'll get you going down that right path. We have three nurses that are doing the Nurse Family Partnership Program, Donna, Sandy, and Brooke. And we actually cover the whole county, and we actually go to Florence. We have Lane County also does this too, but they don't want to come to the coast. So we have one of our nurses go down to Florence, and we work with that community and those doctors. So you'll see, you'll be have that relationship with one of those nurses.
So if you're listening to us, we're talking to Shelley Paith. We're talking about the Nurse Family Partnership, opportunities for first-time moms. So stay with us. We've got more to cover, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking about the Nurse Family Partnership today. And just to take a quote straight off the Nurse Family Partnership website, Shelley, we've got Shelley Paith with us. It says, transforming the lives of first-time moms and their babies. I believe that you helped do this, and you have goals, though. And,
yeah.
If these sound a little dry,
always have,
these are the goals.
This is what we have to do is have goals. And it's great to have goals. So Nurse Family Partnership goals are very basic, but they're improving pregnancy outcomes, improving child health development, and improving economic self-sufficiency. So when I think about improving pregnancy outcome, we're really focusing on reducing preterm labor. We're focusing on not having low birth weight and reducing the use of alcohol and drugs and smoking. And one of our statistics I'm really quite excited about is Lincoln County has one of the highest rates of smoking, and that also includes smoking and pregnancy. And what we've noticed is that women in our program, when they first come in, the smoking rate decreases by 33%. So that in of itself is huge, because smoking leads to preterm delivery, leads to low birth weight. So just even in that is pretty outstanding. Improving child health and development. When we're in homes, we bring an activity in every time that's working with families, gets family on the floor playing with their kids, seeing what these little babies can do, because they can do a lot, and really helping with that attachment with mom. So we're always doing things to promote parent-child interaction, and that in itself helps kids develop appropriately. And then the economic self-sufficiency. It's been proven that women in this program go back to work, get off food stamps, get off any kind of government assistance quicker than those that aren't a part of the program. They attain educational, they get their diploma, their GED, they go on to college, they get into the workforce, and they space their children out. And that in of itself, when a woman makes that decision, she becomes a mother that's more available to her child, because she can focus on one, and then as that child gets older, then she has room to be able to focus on the other when it's easier for her. So whenever we can accomplish those things, it's better for our community. It makes for a healthier community.
It's so great. You know, you just come in and empower. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really have the tools to empower mm-hmm. with just the information. And talk about your team just for a second, because we know your team's going to come in with good evidence-based information, and that's empowering. But, you know, your team is compassionate, mm-hmm. Nice people.
Oh, they're great people. We have had wonderful home-visiting nurses in our community. Like I said, before me there was Paula Sampson, and we've had Joey, we've had Donna, we've had Nina. Now we have Brooke, Sandy, and Amy. We have two Amys. They're wonderful women unto themselves, but they come with a high skill set of being able to listen and being able to reflect and maybe see if we're capturing what our family's hopes mm-hmm. and dreams are, and then helping them to see how they want it, what their steps are to get there. And it's not about us telling them. We give information. One of our great quotes that I have here from Nurse Family Partnership is, "The more I know, the better I feel. When you have a child, you want to do the right thing." So thinking about that quote, the more we can inform and educate women, then the better they feel. And they want to do what's best for their child. We don't have to dose them about that. They want to do that. So we just have to support them in going down that path.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something that happens very, you know, organically. And maybe for anybody who's listening who would be at all intimidated by your team, very much want to underscore what you've said before, that, you know, you're not going in and preaching. I mean, really talking mm-hmm. about developing a relationship with your team of nurses that really allows them to be very honest about how they're feeling. And
Think our, you know, we work hard. You know, it looks easy. We work very hard at what we do. We work hard at understanding the different cultural and family beliefs that are in our community.
Mm-hmm.
They're diverse, and every family is unique. And so we try to understand that about the families when we walk in the door. We do a lot of work with families that maybe this is their family value, but is there anything they want to change that maybe how they grew up? And they could have had a great childhood, but maybe there's something, a new tradition they want to mm-hmm. develop, or a new way of looking at things. And so we have those discussions and telling people, you can do that. You can make a new life for your family. You can do things differently. And just that concept in itself is new for people, because very often they feel like they need to stay with the way that they've been raised. You just say, well, you know, you can, or you can do something different. I think I was thinking on my way over here, this is how the continuum changes. When maybe my era and before, people were maybe whipped or spanked very severely as a form of punishment. Then kids were swatted. Then kids were tapped on the hand. And so you can see things in our community can change. You know,
yeah.
Community values can change. It's not quick. They're very small steps. And, you know, we just kind of want to point out for people that change can happen, and you can be the power
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yeah, and what a great opportunity to have the knowledge that you guys have, and, you know, that experience to really get to know people and make that transformation. Shelley, is there a commitment in terms of what you expect in terms of time from moms, you know, so they know that,
well,
hey, wait a second,
that's a good question.
We need to see you.
Yeah,
the
program works because it's based on what they call 18 model elements. You know, it's like, you know, your car works because you turn it on, you put gas in it, you do oil mm-hmm. changes. That's how your car works best. Well, this program works best if we follow kind of what they consider the model elements. And the model elements include, like I said, that intensive home visiting.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that families come differently. Not everybody can do that. And so we do a fine dance with families. You know, if every 2 weeks is too challenging for you, you know, we change it up. You know, if you want us to come more often, sometimes that happens, we can do that. We, you know, we just work those kinds
yeah.
of things out.
Yeah, well, it's neat that, you know, you come
mm-hmm.
come to moms.
Yeah, yeah. We like to do our visits in the home. That's what's best. But we know that that doesn't always work for families. Some of our families live in buses. They live in cars. They live in tents. We meet them where they would like us to meet them. So we can meet at a coffee shop. We meet any
yeah.
place. So
and what a great point mm-hmm. to make there, that if you are listening now and you're staying at more than one residence, mm-hmm. if you're in a tent, if you're moving around, your team will work with moms to get where they
right.
are.
We have families that, you
so
know,
go for
multiple
it.
Families in one house, and that's not uncommon at all. We you know, we go where the family wants us to meet them, and we work really hard at having no judgment about what we walk into, because, you know, families are doing the best they can.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
want to support that.
Shelley, wonderful. Well, let's just recap. Ask your doctor.
Yep. You ask your doctor. They should know about the program. We've been working with docs about this.
Mm-hmm.
Great cooperation with them. But you can also just give me a call, and we'll, you know, another thing to this, we do have a translator. Our nurses don't speak Spanish, darn it. Not yet. We're working
mm-hmm.
on that. But we do have a translator, and we do provide home visits to our Spanish-speaking families. And so, and we've had women that speak Thai and other languages, so we're very diverse.
Well, thank you, Shelley Paith. And if you've been listening to us today and you're interested in this Visits for Moms Nurse Family Partnership, please contact Lincoln County's website, contact Lincoln County, or call 265-0412. Thanks for listening.